Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal life. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away.
We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. But we're going after the things that God has for us.
Okay.
All
right. Just making sure.
What is up, everybody? It is your girl, Drea K, and I am back with a brand new episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. What is up, y'all? How are y'all feeling? How are y'all doing? Today is Tuesday. I am sitting at my counter, just spending a little time with the Lord, and I just felt as if I should just come on here and encourage you all in this time of your lives. I do believe that a lot of us are in a season of transition. Like, I know you've been seeing a lot of that message, that particular message on social media a lot, but I wholeheartedly believe we are in a season of transition, going from the old to the new, going from praying about it to living in it. And I'm excited for what God is doing, because I've been in this place where, even now, I've been in this place where I have just been being reminded of God's goodness. I have been reminded of the times where God has kept me, the times where God has made a way out of no way, the times where God came through for me in ways where I would have never imagined, right? I have been in this place of just remembering God and remembering all of the things that he has said to me, all of the promises that he has spoken over me. And I have just been in a place where I am just reverencing him, right? So this reminds me, this moment reminds me of Joshua. I have been going back and reading the book of Joshua, particularly Joshua chapter 4. I remember God speaking to me about crossing over, I want to say about maybe 3 years ago, maybe 2.5 to 3 years ago. And I thought that God was moving, or I thought that God was going to do something that I wanted him to do back then. But whole time God was in a movement, God was moving me and guiding me where he needed me to be. There were just some extra steps and some extra things that I needed to do along the way. I've been feeling like this is the moment that I've been waiting for. I don't know what that looks like. I don't know what God is up to. I don't know what he is doing, but I just have this knowing. I have this knowing in my spirit. I have this peace that surpasses all understanding. There is a peace within me, considering my circumstance, considering the warfare I had to endure, considering all of the things that has transpired along the journey. I literally believe in my heart that this next move of God is going to be a very strategic move into the promise, into the thing that he promised me years ago, right? The thing that I have been preparing for. Not just one area, but many areas. I really feel like this is my all at once moment. Jesus, I put out a word last year, I think it was around this time last year, about all at once. And this reminds me of a dream that I had. If you had not seen that video, or if you did not listen to that episode, I actually recorded that last year. It should be available, but I am going to link it in the show notes below. I'm going to find that video and put the link in the show notes and everything. But I really believe that the promises of God are about to happen in our lives. And we've said that for years. We've said that over time. Like, we've been believing that thing for years, right? But the way that God has us right where he wants us and right where he needs us to be can only orchestrate a move. Like, where you are right now, if God does not show up, it's not going to get done. Like, if God does not come through, it's not going to get done. Some of us are literally in a situation where God has to move on our behalf. We are literally in situations where God has to come through. We are in situations where our faith is the only thing that we can lean on. Leaning on our own understanding is producing impatience, is producing doubt. It's stirring up anxiety. But as we realize this thing can only be done through God, through the power of his Holy Spirit, faith is literally all we got. Faith is all we got, baby. So I feel like for a lot of us, we are in a season of transition. This is confirmation to those who have been experiencing what seems to be a cycle in your life. The devil has been trying to manipulate your mind into thinking that you have done something wrong to cause a cycle of like repeated events, repeated situations into your life. Whole time, God has been on the move. You have been on the move. God has been moving you strategically in this job, that job, this relationship, that relationship, this friendship, that friendship. And he's been strategically moving you into your next. But the devil has been trying to convince you that it is a cycle. He's been trying to convince you that you have caused this unnecessary cycle in your life. He's been trying to convince you that you are operating in your own strength and you are delaying the process, right? But every single move, every single thing that has happened over the last couple of years in your life has been strategic. Whether you have made mistakes or not, whether you have thought that you were the cause of something going wrong in your life, God has been moving you strategically the whole time. For the last 3 years, for the last 3 years, I have been in a season, or I have had seasons of transition right around this time. I don't know what it is about August through Jesus. I put that word all at once out in August. It was the day that I went ring shopping. Literally, I went ring shopping, and that day I came back from the mall and I recorded that video. But I don't know what's going on in the months of August through November or August through December. But these months are significant to transformation and transition, going from what was to now what is. You being transformed from old things that you used to do, old habits, old mindsets, going into the new version of yourself. Like, the last 3.5 years, God has transformed me around the same time each and every year. Not only that, but he has revealed to me pieces to the puzzle. He has revealed to me steps and parts of the vision to where now I believe he has made it so clear to me that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is to come. And now I am just waiting on his hand to show up and make that thing come to life, right? But when I think about it, 2021, October of 2021, or really February of 2021, I moved into my last apartment. God started revealing to me and showing me pieces to the puzzle in my personal life, in my finances, and in my business, right? Just in my purpose and my destiny, period. But February, I moved into that apartment. October, I've had to move out of that apartment. That same year, Jesus, around November, December, God started to cultivate what was my first 21-day discipline boot camp. I launched that boot camp in January of 2022. So God moved me out of what I was doing that year into my purpose. And so I started to do that. But then that same year, around October, around September, October, God started to move me into the job that I had. If you know, you know, I went into a call center, which does not make sense because why am I going back to a call center? But I went and worked at a hospital October 31st. Pay attention to these dates. October 31st, God moved me into a job. I had become so weary in my coaching business because it seemed as if things were drying up. People weren't purchasing my programs, or it just had a lot of stagnation, and I was getting very discouraged. I actually had a mental breakdown in September of that same year. But in October, he moved me into that job. Now, at this job, God started cultivating my prophetic anointing and my discernment against systems, broken systems. If you are a prophetic, then you know broken systems are against God's will. So like there are broken systems in the school system, in the political system, in the governmental system, in healthcare system. Like God started showing me broken systems and how these systems need to be broken and they need to be repaired. And so he gave me another piece to the puzzle, right? So January again of that of the following year, 2023, God told me to quit that job. And I just felt like this strong unction to quit that job. So I quit and I started moving into the new things that God just started showing me. I ended up going into working with my dad at his nonprofit. Now, at that nonprofit, my dad had got awarded a grant to help at-risk youth men between the ages of 18 and 25, I believe, to help them get their GED, to help bring them out of poverty, to help them get a credential so that they can work at higher paying jobs, right? And so God started exposing me again to broken systems, the political system, the jail system, the violence in the city, the crime. God started showing me all of that, right, at that job. God also started to reveal to me kingdom marriage as well, more and more about that and his purpose and process for kingdom marriage as well. And that's a whole revelation that we're going to get into one day. But yeah, so God started showing me that in 2023. Fast forward, I'm still working here at my dad's nonprofit. September, are y'all paying attention? September of 2023, God told me to quit that job. And then he started showing me project management. So as he starting, as he's starting to show me project management, I know that that is in alignment with a piece to the puzzle. You need project management in order to know how to build a system, in order to know how to operate a project, right? The nonprofit that I worked in with my dad, it literally exposed me to project management, how a grant, how a project is supposed to be ran. So then I get a job at my previous job, October 30th. Remember, I got hired at the hospital October 31st. Jesus. I started working this job October 31st. October 30th, 2023. So I'm working at that job. God is exposing me to the system of corporate America and how just how that structure it needs to be repaired. If you've noticed, if you are a prophetic and creative person, anytime you work in corporate, there is a system that tries to keep you stuck in your role. There's a system that requires you to not be able to operate in your creativity. There are no roles. There are no positions for creative people unless you are in marketing or something like that. But so God starts showing me and exposing me to another piece to the puzzle. Fast forward I'm almost done, y'all. Fast forward to now, August. Again, with these months, August through December, August 2024, I quit my job. Now it's September. Now it is literally a year later after God revealed to me that message all at once. Now it's a year later. And even last year, God has started talking to me about project management, but he hadn't given me details yet. So even in that message all at once, I was speaking about project management, but I didn't really have a concept of what that was. I just knew that he was like, you know, telling me, if you're going to help other people with their projects, you need to know how to help yourself with your projects, right? So the training began. The exposure began. Things were already set in motion. Things were already starting to unfold. Things were already starting to be cultivated in my life. Your story may not reflect mine detail by detail, but I am prophetically sensing that these last months of the year signifies a very strategic move. It signifies a very strategic transition. God exposed you to something in previous years. He has been moving you along the way. He has been guiding your footsteps. He has been leading you to this thing, leading you to that thing for this moment. Now, you can't discern what this moment is because God hasn't revealed it yet. God hasn't fully said, you're going to be doing this, this, and that. He hasn't given you the full details, right? But I wholeheartedly and strongly believe that what is about to take place, what is about to transpire in your life, is something that you have been waiting for. It's something you have been praying for. It's something you have been fasting for. It is something that you have been believing for. And God is about to make that thing come to fruition in your life. All that is needed right now is your faith. All that is needed right now is your obedience. All that is needed right now is your memory. Your memories of what God spoke over you. Like, stop. Do not pay attention to what is going on right now. Do not pay attention to the bills that are due. Do not pay attention to what the enemy is trying to scare you into believing that is not true. Do not pay attention to what is right now. Pay attention to the memories. Pay attention. Oh, Jesus, go back to the things that he spoke to you. Go back to the things that he spoke over you. Even when you were a little girl, even when you were a little boy, go back. In Joshua 4, it talks about Joshua and Caleb leading the Israelites to this place called Gilgal, G-I-L-G-A-L. And Gilgal was a place of memorial. It was a place where they had carved out like stones to represent all of what God has done for them. All of what he has done for the Israelites. He led them out of Israel. He protected them. He gave them manna. He provided for them. That time, and literally Gilgal was right outside of Canaan. Jesus. Gilgal was right outside of Canaan. God told them to rest, my God, at Gilgal. Put yourself in this story. God is telling some of you that you need to rest. That's all you need to do. You need to rest. You need to put yourself in remembrance of all that God has done. You need to put yourself in remembrance of everything that God has said. That is all that is required of you right now. Your intellect is not needed right now. You trying to figure out the how, you trying to figure out the when, that's not necessary. Your breakthrough, my God. God has been speaking to me about breakthrough for the last 3 years. I wholeheartedly believe that this is your breakthrough moment. I don't know who this is for, but I definitely know it's for me. God just spoke this to my heart. You are about to be living proof. You are about to be living proof of what God said and what he spoke over you. Before I sat down to record this podcast, I started journaling and I was reminded of Joshua chapter 4. But God started talking to me about the word move. I keep hearing the word move, 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 move. And as I'm writing some things down that I'm hearing the Lord speak to me, in my curiosity, I go into my Safari app, and anytime a word comes to me, I automatically look up the definition. God speaks to us in words, right? So the word move, it literally means to go or pass to another place or in a certain direction with a continuous motion. The day of the hurricane, that night, God started speaking to me in my kitchen about being in a holding place. Like the place that I am in right now, Louisiana, this is my holding place. This is my stomping ground. This is my battleground. All of the spiritual warfare that I have endured living here in this city was preparation for where I am going. That's for somebody. The place that you are in right now is not exactly the place. It has been the place for one purpose and one portion of God's will for your life. But now that thing is ending. That season has ended. Moses is dead. Joshua, take over. Moses is dead. Golly. It's time to move into the new. So God was speaking to me in my kitchen that night, telling me this is your holding place. You know what a holding cell is? For all my saved saints who used to be, you know, out and about in the streets. You probably got arrested and sent to not a prison, but a holding cell. Like you had to be transported from the police car to a holding cell to wherever place else you needed to go. But the holding cell, literally, now I'm thinking of Paul and Silas in that cell. My God. This is a holding cell for you. This is the place of God's provision. This was, my God, the place of God's provision. This was a place where God led you to, but now he's telling you, all right, your time there is up. Your time here is up. You did what you needed to do in this season. You were obedient to my word. You were obedient to my call. You were obedient to my will. The old has passed away. Do you not perceive the new? Do you not perceive, behold, I am doing a new thing in your life? Do you not perceive it? I was on my way to work one day and that scripture just kept coming up. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Forget the former things. Like this was before he even told me to quit. Well, this is while in the process of him trying to get me to quit my job, because at that time I was like, no, indeed, I ain't going nowhere. What you mean? No. But literally, this is your place where God used for a particular season. He used those relationships. He used those experiences. Nothing that you went through, Jesus, just because something is ending does not mean that it was wasted. Just because something is coming to an end does not mean that God does not have a new beginning for you. For some of you, the place that you are in right now is Gilgal. You are literally in the middle of your Gilgal. God is not telling you to do anything. He's not instructing you to do too much, but he is telling you to rest. Every single year around the same time, before God moved me into a new job, before he moved me and started exposing me to another piece of the puzzle, he told me to rest. There was always a time of resting. And it would be a time of resting that I would be against. God, I need to be doing something. I need to be productive. Like, why do you always have me do something, but then tell me to stop doing it? Why is it that it seems like you're being inconsistent with me? Why does it seem like I can never hold on to something? Why does it always seem like nothing is permanent? Like you're always moving, you're always switching things, you're always changing up things. Why? Some of you have been having those questions for years, but let me tell you, you were always on the move. You were never supposed to get attached to that job. You were never supposed to get attached to that business idea. You were never supposed to get attached to an experience. You were never supposed to get attached to something that is happening in your current life right now. You were never supposed to get attached to that thing because God has something more for you. Like, this is not the end. You keep trying to make sense of it. You keep trying to hold on to that thing, but God is saying, would you let that thing go so that I can make room for the new? Like, would you stop trying to hold on to things when I'm telling you this is just temporary? This is not the thing. The thing that you're thinking is the thing is not actually the thing. God says, I have the thing and I'm trying to release it to you. But you need to let go of the way I'm going to release it to you. You need to let go of the way you thought I was going to do it. You need to let go of the how, the when, the timing. Release your dates. My God, release your timelines. God is saying, release your timelines to me. I am the Almighty Living God. I know your beginning from your end. Ooh, I feel the God. I feel the Lord. I don't know who this is for, but clearly he's speaking through me. In order to become living proof, you have to live this thing out. You have to see it to the end. You have come to the end of your journey. Now this is a time where you need to make a 360. You need to make a whole turn into the direction that God is calling you to go in. Pivot. I just heard the word pivot. I just looked up the definition of pivot or pivotal. Pivotal means of crucial importance in relation to the development or success of something else. Jesus, what does the word pivot mean? Okay, so I just looked up the word pivot, P-I-V-O-T. To pivot is to turn or rotate like a hinge. My God. Golly. I hear the word prime time. I remember, good Lord, Jesus, you just be, all right. I was in my parents' house a couple of years ago and I was doing this message on TikTok and it was talking about prime time. Now, when you think about your prime time moment, think about your favorite rock star or your favorite R&B singer back in the early 2000s. Whoever was hot at that moment, they had a prime time. Like, think about Usher. Think about like Ashanti. Think about Aaliyah, who I was watching videos of earlier. My God. But they all had a prime time. They had a specific time. They had a specific moment in time. Jesus, moment in time where that time was specifically carved out for them. That time was specifically made for them to make an entrance into the season, into the industry. It was Jesus, things were already going on in the background. Things were being prepared in the background. Nobody saw the preparation. They just saw the prime time. They saw their favorite artist drop a new song. Who is this person? Who is this song? And they started to develop fans. They started to develop deals and business opportunities. And they had a prime time moment. For some of you, this is your prime time moment. Jesus. Woo. Don't worry. I hear God saying, don't worry. I hear God saying, ease your anxiety. Let it go. Whatever you are worried about, just let this be a moment where God can infiltrate your heart. Let this be a moment where God can step in your life and show you who he is. Let this be a moment of recompense. Let this be a moment where God vindicates you from all the things that you had to endure, all the people that talked about you, all of the circumstances that didn't go your way, all of the disappointment, all of the discouragement. Let this be a moment. Let this be a moment that God showed you who he is. Let this be a moment. Let this be the moment that God vindicates you. The word vindicate literally means clear someone of blame or suspicion, show or prove to be right, reasonable, or justified. For some of you who are in this kingdom marriage journey, God is about to vindicate you to your spouse. Jesus, God is about to reveal to them who you are. God is about to remove the veil from their eyes. They are about to see who you really are, not who the devil tried to get them to see you as. You were too good to be true in their eyes. They were looking at you from a lens of rejection. They were looking at you as if you were too good to be true. They weren't looking at you as if you were sent from God. God is about to vindicate you. Everybody that turned their back on you, everybody that has suspicions towards your motives and your intentions, everybody that tried to come up against your character, everybody that talked about you behind your back, this is your moment of vindication. Jesus, God is about to put you on display. God is about to show these people who like this, my child, this is my daughter, this is my son. I don't know what you thought you was doing when you tried to come up against them, but I'm about to vindicate my child in front of you. This is your moment of vindication. Jesus, he is literally like, you are about to sit at your table that he prepared for you. God has prepared a table in the presence of your enemies. This is your Joseph moment. This is your, oh, Jesus, this is your Joseph moment. Everything Joseph had to go through, all of the things he had to endure. People forgot about him. People left him for dead. People tried to come up against him. His own family tried to come up against him, but God vindicated him in front of them. God showed them who he really was. God and Jesus, and even in that moment of his vindication, God showed Joseph who Joseph was. Yeah, you remember all those dreams that I gave you before you endured slavery, before you endured all of this stuff? You remember them dreams I gave you? Yeah, I'm about to bring that thing back around. Jesus, I'm about to vindicate you in front of all of these people that denied your gift. They denied your identity. They tried to make you feel like you were less than. They tried to make you feel like you were weird or make you feel like you were crazy. This moment is for you. So think it not strange when things start getting good. Think it not strange. You see, the devil is trying to get you to focus on the bad. The devil is trying to get you to focus on what happened in the past. The devil's trying to get you to focus on the discouragement and the disappointment. He's trying to get you to operate in your emotions, not in your faith. But let this be your reminder. Let this be a prophetic word that comes into your life on today or whenever you're hearing this. Let this be a confirmation as to what God has placed on the inside of you. Whatever that thing is, whatever revelation he's giving you, but you've toiled with that thing, but that thing cannot leave you alone. That thing keeps waking you up in the middle of the night. That thing keeps just on your mind and on your heart, that vision, that dream. God is about to vindicate you. God is about to vindicate that dream. God is about to confirm to you what he said to you, what he put in on the inside of you. He's about to show you that dream. You're about to start living in that dream. You're about to be living proof. And when God puts you on, and when God vindicates you, that's not a time for you to get boastful. That's not a time for you to start bragging. That's not a time for you to become arrogant. That's a time for you to forgive. That's the time for you to boast in your weakness. That is the time for you to put God on display. That is your Jesus. That is your moment where you testify. That's the moment that God gets glory for your story. That's the moment that he's looking for. Everything that you've been through has been to bring you to this moment where he actually gets glory for all of it. You had to go through it. You had to suffer for a little while. But what does the word say? 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. This is the Amplified version. After you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who imparts his blessing and favor, who called you to his own eternal glory in Christ, will himself complete, confirm, strengthen, and establish you, making you what you ought to be. What did we literally just say? What did God, like, he ain't no liar. He literally just confirmed his word right before our very eyes. Jesus, I just heard the word culminate. C-U-L-M-I-N-A-T-E. This is something that God showed me in I believe, July 2023. But it literally says, reach a climax or point of highest development. Some of you have been in a season of development. Some of you have been struggling to hear God's voice. Some of you have been struggling to see God's hand in your situation. Some of you, God has stopped talking to in the way that you're used to, and he started developing you in an area where you can hear him and see him in a different light. The devil has been trying to take you out. The devil has been trying to fill you with so much rejection. The devil has been trying to make you feel like God abandoned you. The devil has been trying to make you feel like God forsaked you. But he was right there the whole time. You have literally reached your climax of highest development. You have reached the point. You have reached Jesus. You have reached the point of your development. You are wiser. You are stronger. You can hear God's voice. You can discern spirits. You are operating and dripping in so much anointing that the enemy can't come up against you no more how he used to. The enemy can't throw those old tactics at you, because now you're wiser. Now you're more discerning. Now you can sniff that thing out. You can sniff the tactic out. Oh no, this is the enemy. Oh no, get thee behind me. Oh no, you have a strategy now. The suffering produced strategy. So now as you go into Canaan, now as you go into the thing that God promised you, you now have a strategy. God has given you strategic moves. He's given you strategic unctions. He's given you strategic insight. He has shown you the deep and hidden things of his heart. He has given you strategic instruction on what to do in this new thing. You don't know exactly what it is, but you know you're operating on something new. You own something different. You own whatever God's on. Like you're dripping in something new. Like this anointing is different. This strategy is different. This is something you never did before. Jesus, this is a slingshot you never used before, but you know how to use it. You're skilled anyway. You're trained anyway. You're a sharpshooter in the spirit. You can look at a thing and call out a spirit. You can be around a thing and feel the demonic presence. You know what spirit that is because you've dealt with it. Jesus, you know what spirit it is because you've suffered with it. Your identity is brand new. Your spouse is brand new. I don't know who that's for. Your calling is brand new. Whatever God is doing on the inside of you, even right now, it's new. It's new. I ain't finna play with y'all today. This is the Living in Pursuit podcast. You know, sometimes God be interrupting my podcast episodes in such a way. We don't be knowing where he's gonna go, but we're just gonna flow, okay? We don't know where he gonna go. We just gonna flow. We just gonna be obedient and flow. Okay. So, oh God. Oh, Jesus. Holy Spirit, is there anything else you want to say, my friend? Before I stop the recording, is there anything else you want to say? Look, I'm telling y'all, it's something significant about these months. Why am I looking at the scripture, 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10. I revisited this scripture on today in September, but I have my marks in here. I have 8/28/2022. I have September 22nd 2021. I have September 5th 2022. It's something about these months. It's something about these dates. It's something about the last quarter of the year. It's something that God is doing. It's something about August, September, October, November, December. His promises are coming to pass. Jesus Christ, his promises are coming to pass in this last fourth quarter of the year. And what do we know about the number 828? Okay. All things work together for the good of those who are called according to God's purpose. Period. Like, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds the mouth of God. Every word that he said is coming to pass. Every word that is in your spirit that's bubbling up on the inside of you. That's why you need to get in your word. That's why you need to memorize scripture. That's why you need to let the word penetrate your heart, not just your mind. Let it become your vocabulary. Let it become your life. Let it become your blueprint. Let the word of God become your new vocabulary system. Let it be what you lean on in times like this. Let it be what you lean on in times of transition. Let it be what you go to when you're feeling rejected, when you're feeling unlike yourself. Let it go. Let it be what you go to when the enemy is after your mind, when the enemy is after your heart, when the enemy is after your promise. Let it be where you go. Let it be what you pull on. Let it be what comforts you. What used to comfort you, God is sending his word to comfort you. What you used to go through or what you used to go to, God is saying, let that go. That will no longer comfort you where you're going. Those things, those people, that whatever it is, it will no longer comfort you. The word of the Lord will now be your comfort. He is a comforter. John chapter 14, verse 16, the Amplified version says, and I will ask the Father and he will give you another helper, a comforter, an advocate, an intercessor, a counselor, a strengthener, a standby to be with you forever. The Holy Spirit has to become our new comforter. Instead of running to those comfort zones, let the Holy Spirit be your comfort. That's what his word is for. So you can lean on that, not on the world, not on the things you used to lean on in times like this, times when you're stressed out, times when you're feeling rejected, times when your feelings are trying to lie to you, the times when your feelings are trying to manipulate you. Those negative thoughts that are trying to manipulate you into going backwards, going back to Egypt, going back to the things that you used to do to comfort yourself. Let the Holy Spirit be your comforter, as his word has said. Okay, that's it. That's all I have. Okay, that's all I have for you this afternoon, on this Tuesday afternoon. That's all. That's all I got for y'all. Stand still and let the Jesus stand still and let the Lord fight for you. Exodus 14 and 14. I'm dripping in scripture. That's my new vocabulary. As you can see, stand still. Let the Lord fight for you. Exodus 14 and 14. My God. Who? As he did in Exodus for the Israelites, when Pharaoh was coming after the Israelites, they began to get scared. The bills are starting to pile up. The situation is starting to look like God ain't gonna come through for you. But stand still. As he did for them when Pharaoh was coming after them, he sent the angel that was guiding them and leading them to where they needed to go. He told the angel, get behind them now. I know you're leading them, but now get behind them and protect them. Not only is God leading you, but he's protecting you as well. He told the angel, get behind them. And what did God do? He parted the Red Sea for them, and the waters drifted Pharaoh and his army away. So when you get to Joshua, and Joshua and Caleb are the leaders of the new school. I don't know who that's for, but you're the leader of the new school. God has given you something on the inside of you to birth in this season. You're now becoming the leader. He's putting you in position. As he did with Joseph and Caleb, they were now the leaders of the new school, the new generation of Israelites. He dried up the land so that they can cross over into the Jordan. He didn't do what he did last time with the first generation of the Israelites. He didn't part the Red Sea, but in this season, he dried it up. God is moving strategically for you. He may not show up how he did last time. He may be showing up for you differently. Start looking for new ways for God to show up for you. Start Jesus. He's going to activate the new thing in your life when you start thinking on new things, thinking in a new way, believing in a new way, operating in a new way. He's going to release the new to you as soon as you start operating in the new, as soon as you start believing in the new ways of thinking, new ways of believing, new ways of trusting, new ways of worship, new ways of praying, new depths, new heights, new fortress. New fortresses, new protection mechanisms, new coping mechanisms. Don't let what used to be become your now. Don't let what used to be become your now. You have been made a new creation in Christ through the power of Christ Jesus. Okay, I'm done. I think I'm done. Let me go. I have to sit in this, okay? Some of y'all gonna have to sit in this, all right? If anybody feels led to sow into this word, I will put all of the information into the show notes. I will put all the information to the programs and the scripture references, everything that we talked about. I will put all the links in the show notes below. I love y'all, and I will talk to you all in my next episode. Bye.